Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, most weeks, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. And that's what I'm shooting for, trying to help you find your happiness. I found mine, and I'm trying to share enough information so you can find yours too. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. I appreciate you checking out the show. Let me know how you found it. Go to the website. Let me know. Tell me. I like to know how people find the Positive Podcast. Of course, if you search for Positive Podcast, you'll find me. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. Share it out there. Get people, more people listening. We got to share the positivity, especially in these times. And the more the merrier. We're well over a half a million downloads this year. And a quarter million subscribers. Thank you so much for listening to the show. So share it, please. Hey, that music that you heard at the beginning of the show and you will hear at the end was written just for the show by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. Go check out some of the music he's written for the orchestra stuff for on schultzmusic.com. I've heard some of the pieces that he's written, and I'm just mind blown that you can write that kind of stuff. Oh man. Oh, if you got some time, go to the website, check out the new merchandise. There's some cool tie-dye shirts in there. I finally got to see one today. Got them, and they look great. They look really cool. I love it. I'm so excited. You can go to bepositivepodcast.com, click on the merch tab, and all the profits from the merchandise is going to go to the book and the equipment that keeps breaking in the studio that I have to keep replacing. The book is The Positive Perspective, and my goal is to have it ready for Christmas. So I better get on it so you can order it before Christmas. So I'll let you know. I'm kind of dragging my feet. It might be a little smaller if I get it out before Christmas, but then I'll just put out a second one. Hey, man, if you got something you want to tell me, or, you know, like I talk too much in the beginning of the show or whatever, just grab your phone, hit the text line, 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. And if you got a story that's too long for that, or you got something that you think might help other people, you got something that happened to you in life and you want to hear my positive spin on it, challenge me. I've gotten some doozies. Send me your story. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show. And I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Stephanie listening on iTunes. I don't know where you are, Stephanie, but I appreciate you listening. And Ashia Goldson, I think. I hope I said that right. Listening on iTunes. And I'm going to try something new now on this show. Every show, I'm going to give a shout out to some special friends that I've met, people in my life over the years. I'm just going to randomly pick people out of the air that I remember and that I want to give a shout out to. And today, I want to give a special shout out to Will and Joyce Hill, lifelong friends from the 70s. 70s? God, we're old. living in Florida, Will and Joyce Hill, amazing people, super nice, nice people. Stephanie, Eshia, Will, and Joyce, this show's for you. Okay, this part of the show is the thought for the day. And damn it, I didn't write anything on the screen. I don't know what I'm going to talk about for the thought for the day. So this is where I talk for a second and think about what I'm going to say. Well, you know what the thought for today is? Here it is, I got it. Be kind even when you don't want to. Now think about that for a second. That's hard to do. When you're pissed off at somebody or somebody makes you angry and you want to retaliate and react to their anger with more anger, be kind. Diffuse it with kindness. Be nice even when you don't want to be. It's hard to do, but once you do it, you'll stun the other person usually, and things will change and it'll be a better day, you know? So try that. Try to be kind. I try to do that a lot. I'm just a happy person, I guess. You know, that's, it's so nice to be just happy and not worry about crap. All right, today's show. What is today's show? Today's show, comes from, a listener. I won't be reading the email, but it's called Don't Let Opinions Mess Up Your Relationship. Now, this person has some difference of opinions, with their spouse. They have different political views. They have different attitudes. What else does it say here? They like the same kinds of music, but they have different ways of doing things. And, their opinions are, they're both very strong opinions. And So how do you get into a relationship like that? How do you get with somebody who's so different than you? Well, it's you can't control love. And when you get into a relationship and you love somebody and you accept them in sickness and in health, with good and bad and all that good stuff that goes along with that, or even in just a relationship, you want to make it work. And sometimes, let's just say, let's say you're both on opposite sides of the aisle politically, and you're both very strong politically, and you're both on opposite sides of the aisle. And how do you get along with that? And how do you not let that ruin your relationship? Well, because you have to think about what is the most important thing, because politics will go away. Let's make it very simple. Anything outside the doors of your house or outside of the circle of family that you have, anything or anybody outside of that can be irrelevant. You don't need them in your life if they're going to screw it up. So if it's politics, if it's whatever it is, if it's a difference of opinion on how to, raise your child, what neighborhood to move to, what jobs to have, what you do, maybe you like to, do things that your spouse doesn't like to do. Whatever it is, let the other person be the other person, okay? Because when you first fell in love with the person, you love the person, and then you learn things about them, and you have to accept them 100% for who they are, as long as they accept you 100% of who you are. There's a little bit of compromise that goes along with it, but it's the little bit of compromise that you do so your significant other can be happy is worth it, because the happiness feeds on itself. So when you're, happy wife, happy life, you've heard that, but it goes both ways. So don't let opinions or ideologies or whatever you think is right in your world, even if it's religion, even if it's a religious thing, and you and the person that you fell in love with are on opposite sides with the religion, let them have that, because you want the freedom to be who you are. Think about it selfishly for a second, okay? You want to do what you want to do. You want to think what you want to think. You want to say what you want to say and be your person, or the person you want to be. You don't want anybody putting restrictions or stipulations or on you and telling you, oh, you can't do this. I know you love doing this, but you can't do that. You can't be that person. The person that you are 100%, all of a sudden someone else is saying you can't do that. How would you react? You'd be like, screw you, I'm going to be who I want to be, who I am meant to be, who I'm supposed to be. Because if you're not fulfilling your life 100%, then everybody suffers and you don't get to enjoy life. So now put the shoe on the other foot there. You're making demands or saying that, you're not making demands, but let's say that you're having arguments because of a difference of opinions. Your partner doesn't believe in the same things you do, but you still love that person. You need to let them also believe in what they want to believe 1,000%, just so you can too. Because that's what the world is about. That's what it is. It's freedom to be who you want to be, to experience life the way you want to experience it. Because we're all from the same energy, but we're experiencing life in a unique way. Each person is experiencing this physical thing called life, called human, a different way, but we're all made from the same energy. And once we get out of this and get back to the energy, become the collective, it's going to be like, oh wow, okay, we did this thing, we went separated and was individuals here in the flesh and lived this crazy life, and now we're back to the unified energy, moving on to the next phase of our journey, whatever that may be. So enjoy this thing called life and let your people you love enjoy theirs. So don't let opinions mess up your relationship. Don't let a difference of opinions mess up a relationship. Because think about this from the other side, okay? Now, let's say you're with somebody and they agree with everything you say. And, oh, let's do this. Okay, sure. And then they say, you do. Okay. And you both are like, okay, everything's perfect. We do everything. We think exactly like it's all the same. There's no fire, man. You got to have a little bit of tension in there a little bit and have an individualistic opinion, because if somebody's being somebody to please you and they're not happy, they're just doing it to please you, then for a while that could be cool. But after a while, it's like, no, I want you to be yourself. I want a real person. I don't want somebody who's just a yes man or a yes woman. And you want somebody who's got their own strength, can stand on their own two feet and be their own person. And I'll respect that. So, and it happens. It can happen. You just have to actually be real and be like, you know, you expect no more from anybody else that you give to them. So when you give them the freedom to be themselves and to have their own opinions, whether it's they agree with you or not, they may not align with your views at all. But if it's like, so let's say with political or maybe religious, they don't align, but you still like the person or love the person. Well, let each person have their own say. Maybe you guys don't like the same TV show. So pick a time, record it. You got an hour or two. You go to your separate quarters, separate rooms, and watch different your own TV shows or whatever. Whatever you got to do. But don't let the individuality that you fell in love with mess up your relationship. Okay? So that's it. That's what I got today. That's what I got today. Happy Friday. It is a beautiful day. Going to be a big weekend. You know why? Because you get to do it. You get to have another weekend. If you're hearing my voice, you got another day above ground. It's a good day. So get up, clean up that meat suit you're in, and get out there and make a mark on the world and be positive and be happy. Share the positivity, all right? That's about it. That's all I got today. Another quick shout-out to Stephanie, Ashia, and Will, and Joyce. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting me for all these years and helping me to get the positive message out there. It's working. It's working. 500,000 people can't be wrong. So awesome. If you got a text, shoot it to me, 304-506-3332. It only takes a second. Send me a thumbs up, an emoji, something, or you send me a poop. I don't care. I know. It's out of control. Just send me something. Let me know that you're thinking of me, or I'm thinking of you, or you want me to talk about you, or whatever it is. You know, that's fine. And you can always go to the website and tell me your story. I'll talk about it on the air. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.